Good morning, 8:32 here on the Mighty 690. It is time for our update from students from Field Kenley. Joining us today, we have Brooklyn and Charlie. Take it away, ladies.
Congratulations to the boys wrestling team for placing at Chanute's SEK tournament. They were Tucker VC 8th, Amani Luton 3rd, and Kanan White 3rd. The girls wrestling tournament traveled to Fredonia and finished 3rd as a team. Placing were Emma Hall 1st and voted most outstanding females wrestler by other coaches. Delilah Wright 1st, Maggie Barnett 1st, Kennedy Redden 2nd, Melanie Escudero 3rd, Caitlin Kinney 3rd, Melissa Ortiz 4th, and Tristan Sharp 4th.
Congratulations to boys swim for placing 1st yesterday at their last home meet. Sam Stooksberry was 1st in 200 free and Graham Leeds was 2nd. Saul Hanna was 1st in the 500 free and 100 free. Donald Mason was 3rd in the 100 free and Graham Leeds was 1st in the 500 free. Lucas Hanna was 1st in the 100 yard backstroke and Bennett Thompson was 2nd and Sam Stooksberry was 3rd in the 100 yard backstroke. The 200 freestyle team of Saul Hanna, Bennett Thompson, Lucas Hanna, and Donald Mason was 1st in the 400 freestyle team of Graham Leeds, Lucas Hanna, Sam Stooksberry, and Bennett Thompson was 2nd.
Congratulations to the 2023 winner homecoming Queen and King, DeAndre Shobe and Melissa Ortiz.
Attention students, just a reminder, the student council is hosting a Valentine's Day dance next Saturday, February 11th, from 8 to 10:30 in the Food Service Center. Tickets will go on sale next week. They are $3 per person or $5 per couple. Put on your dancing shoes and make plans to attend.
Seniors, it's time to apply for the community scholarship. Many of our local community groups offer scholarships to graduating FKHS seniors. You must apply to be eligible for these funds. The application can be picked up in the counseling office. The due date is February 8th.
All righty, ladies, good job. Appreciate it. Mm-hmm. And I hope you have a great rest of your week.
Thanks, you too.
All right, and we will be back here in moments with an update from the Coffeyville Amateur Radio Club right here on KGGF.